You're listening to the already canceled podcast.
I got a bad feeling about this.
We have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit, and let's go.
Let's put a smile on that face.
These allegations are false.
What's your profanity?
Do I look like I know what a JPEG is?
What is up, Americans? And welcome to the Already Canceled Podcast, where we rant about social issues from our Christian perspective and look deep at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. My name is Nathan, and I'm joined today by my esteemed co-host, John.
Hello there, Nathan. How are you?
I am doing well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
It's a little warm and toasty today here in this warm attic, but...
Yeah, the attic studio is a little on the warm side today. We've hit another heat wave here in the Midwest, but, you know... We're still blessed. We still live under a roof. We have air conditioning. We can pay the electric bill and try to cool off this beautiful space. So for now, we're good. We're good and we're blessed. But today we have a special treat for y'all. Since it's that wonderful, beautiful, blessed time of the year again, where all of the children hop on the little orange buses and go back to school, we thought we'd bring you guys a special treat. As we discussed, just going back to school, you know, Nathan and I, we've been out of college for a few years now, but we remember what that's like. We remember high school and all the joys that brought us as well. So today we have an interview with someone who's actually starting their freshman year in college. And we thought that'd be interesting. You know, like I said, we've been out of college a few years, but getting some fresh perspective on what it's like heading off into extra academic, heading off into the new horizons that is college in 2021.
Oh my, what a year.
Exploring all of that. So we have a lovely interview for you guys coming up here. But Nathan, is there anything you want to say before we hop into that? Anything I've missed or anything you want to add?
Nothing much other than, you know, we hope this interview is useful to those who are listening. To understand maybe a fresh perspective, we're probably going to do a follow-up later on and throughout, you know, next year or later this year to see how it's gone. So let's dive right in.
Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders, the most dangerous president in modern American history.
What? We used to beat people up for saying things like that. Everything's all topsy-turvy now.
You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world.
All right, so listen, why don't you give me a call when you want to start taking things a little more seriously?
That's right. We're back on the Already Canceled Podcast. What do you guys think about that? That new little interview singer? I love it. Nathan loves it, I know. I had to play it for him a couple times when we first pulled that one out. But anyway, today we have with us Reed, who's... You're now a freshman in college. You actually just started, what was that, yesterday? Yesterday was your first year?
Yeah, it was. I began class yesterday.
All right. So why don't you kick us off. Tell us, like, what your plans are, what you're going to be studying, living situation, commuting, all that fun stuff.
All right. Well, first off, great intro.
Thank you.
Way.
Thank you.
Loved it. Yeah, the classes are it's going to be interesting. After one day, I can already tell you that it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks before I get used to it. I'm going to be living at home for the first year at least, but after that, I'm going to try to live on campus, you know, try to ease into it, still get the influence of house and home before I move into the
home
literal
cooking.
War zone yeah. that is any college on the planet. And it's like an hour commute. Too. It's not a small commute. I got to drive like an hour in the morning to get over there.
What's that been like so far?
I actually kind of enjoy it because it lets me listen to podcasts, stories, audiobooks, and stuff like that. So it's actually not too bad.
What's besides the Already Canceled Podcast, what's your favorite podcast to listen to?
I'm listening to a D&D podcast okay. that I enjoy listening to.
So what are you going to be studying?
It's a lot of gen eds at the beginning, but the two classes that I'll be focusing on will be Japanese and computer science. I managed to grab the intro classes to both of those.
That's exciting. Two very different. I mean, I say different, but they're very similar in the fact that they're both foreign languages. people don't often think of computer science as a foreign language, but it really is.
Mm-hmm. And Japanese, that's they do the full immersion thing. After the first day, they don't use English in class.
That's Holy interesting.
Cow, wow.
Yeah, it's you keep up or you sink. It's that's the philosophy.
So what are your thoughts on the first 2 days of class so far? Like, what have been your big takeaways?
The first day wasn't too bad. You know, got there, did it, figured it was okay. Second day had a minor panic attack because today I had a micro attack because my math class is online entirely. There's no, meetup to start it. It's, oh, crap, I forgot to check my email. And now I have no idea where I am in the actual coursework. I managed to catch up. It was pretty easy. And I'm going to kick its tail because I've got a good amount of time in between classes, even at campus, to work on that. So I'm gonna be able to keep up with that pretty easy.
Is it
at least I hope.
College algebra?
Pre-calc.
Pre-calc. Oh, nice. Good for you.
I could have taken pre-calc, but I decided I needed two math classes to do my degree, so I said, well, fully on it, I'm not going to start hard, I'm going to go easy and then go hard. So I took college algebra and then pre-calc.
Oh my gosh, college algebra was so easy.
It was a breeze.
I spent
I spent
the entire semester on my phone and passed.
I mean personally, this is just me, but I've done pre-calc. You know, I did it in high school. I did pre-calc and geometry at the exact same time. So I'm like, I might as well just do it. I still have all my notes from high school, actually. So,
and it's still bonus. Nice and fresh with you too.
Well, and the notes from high school, I'll be
fresh
honest.
That's a loose term.
Yeah.
It was a long summer.
The notes from high school actually help more than the notes you'll get in college. Just saying. So
I believe you.
So when you were there, I mean, I think does this college have any like a fun week or kind of an intro week? Did you go to any of those things?
If there was one, I didn't go to it.
Okay. And then
I went to the orientation. Okay. But if they had like a fun times thing, I kept on getting emails for it, but it was always like some like online trivia night or something like that. I was like, I want to go somewhere where there are soda and pizza. I don't want to do an online trivia game over Zoom.
Unfortunately, I think we might be not past the era of that, but I think a lot of colleges are still in that COVID era where they're trying to play it safe.
Yeah.
And so unfortunately.
Yeah, I was actually talking with one of the other students and he said, yeah, a bunch of people don't want to go back to in-person classes because a lot of the professors are just being lazy and saying, hey, do this, it's do this. Then they go just play golf. They don't want to actually teach in a classroom besides just make recordings and then send them out.
Wow. So getting paid to do, I mean, sorry. Well, would you say that, the in-person classes you have they met your expectations? You know, what do you see as some of the challenges as far as like the, not so much the material, but more of
the structure, the
people in the classrooms?
It's different, most definitely. And Japanese has been the only in-person class I've had besides the intro to computer science. And that one's, it's going to probably be an easy A. It's like a slowly move you in because so many people drop out of computer science that they're like, we're just going to slowly build up to it. So they added that class to make it easier for people to get into it. The Japanese one, that's an interesting one. Both of my teachers are Japanese. So that's a huge bonus. They're both native speakers.
That's really cool.
That's real nice. But the diversity in the classroom is crazy. Like first day, you've got, one dude, he's an older dude and he went to Japan. So we already speak some of it and he's just taking the class to make sure like it sticks. You have people who are probably just trying to fill up a language credit and they were interested in anime. So they were like, screw it, I'll take Japanese. And then you've got other people like me who are like, this is the language. This is the only language that I will learn. Well, I mean, I plan to learn more, but still, it's like this is where it starts.
So far, I mean, you've kind of laid the groundwork a little bit, but are you worried or nervous about anything? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm nervous about college. Like, I'm so ready to get back to it and to have purpose. Again, no more do I sit on the couch for hours endlessly playing on my phone. I've got homework. I was excited for a while.
Hopefully that while will last longer than just a short while.
Yeah, I figure by the end of 2 weeks at most.
You'll be ready for summer again.
or at least ready for at some, least but I plan break. To use those too, so I'm still sunk.
Yeah. So, so far, have you had to face any, you know, difficult conversations or topics you disagree with?
Let me back us up a second.
Okay.
When you go around the classroom and you have to introduce yourself, did they ask you what your pronouns are?
No. From what I've experienced, they didn't.
Wow. Okay.
I don't recall if they did have us go around and say our names.
Really?
They did like a roll call thing, but I don't think they made us go around and actually say our names.
Interesting.
Are you taking a class that's like an introduction to school class? Like a, you know?
University studies. That's on Christmas schedule. It's later. I think it's Thursday.
Yeah. That sounds like a Thursday, like 2 hours in the afternoon type of class.
That's a kind of class where you introduce and gets really kind of.
What's
silly.
Your major? What are you studying? Why do you want to be here?
You're going to succeed.
What pronouns do you use?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
what's your gender?
You should say he, hers,
him,
they. Them.
Like, just give them two totally different ones and see what.
I'm going to say, like, AK-47 or something, just to be like, I don't give a crap.
Just a big middle finger to their stupid gender policy. Like, yeah, sure, great.
I'm Avatar.
I identify as an attack helicopter. Like,
so going off of that though, with Nathan. Topics and issues you might disagree with, you know, have you been faced with any yet, or when you get faced with these things? Because I'm sure you'll probably take a writing class, which is a lot of opinions, and that university studies, you're going to see a lot of opinions. How would you respond to those things? Like, how would you? What do you think they might be centered around, kind of your thoughts?
I have not yet had to face anything like that, and I will do all within my power to stay out of it, because there is, from what I've heard at least, there's no way to like win with certain people with those conversations. Like, the only thing you're gonna do is make an enemy.
You can't.
I don't
appease
want one of those.
Yeah.
But I haven't faced anything yet. I mean, I ran into a Christian group first day on campus, and I've already made friends with two of them.
That's awesome.
Like, we had lunch together, stuff like that. They've invited me to their Bible study on Thursday. So
that's awesome. I was going to ask
I've already laid some nice groundwork there.
I was going to ask if there are any clubs or campus activities you wanted to join.
In a week, they're having, like, the big expo where they have, like, a campus-wide, like, every club shows up and they're all like, this is why you should join us. And I'm definitely looking forward to the chess and D&D clubs that I can find.
That'll be fun.
Lord knows I want to play D&D.
I'm
a nerd.
What group is the Christian group?
It's like Bibles for America or something like that. Huh. And they hand out free New Testament study Bibles on campus.
Wow.
I'm actually going to ask them stuff because I didn't find out anything about their like, doctrine or nothing like that, but they were real good dudes. I'll say that. They seem to be really nice people, so I'm gonna talk to them about that next time.
Were they wearing suits, and did they have little like messenger bags with them? Like,
what the crap?
Jehovah's Witness.
No, I'm pretty sure they were students.
Yeah, no, well,
I expected that. I just,
yeah.
They weren't like government agents.
Well, that's how they you'll get some crazy people on campus. You'll get some people that, you know, are the
I've already met the vegan dude. I've met the vegan guy, yeah.
And he let you know that he was vegan, didn't he?
He said, change climate, what was it? Change climate change with an altered diet or something like that. I was like, yeah, it's going to help the ozone layer.
Okay, yeah, gotta love those people. I mean,
he was wearing like German shorts too, you know, like the super short shorts with the like suspender thing.
Oh,
I was like, bro,
like lederhosen.
Yeah. I was like, dude, this is not Oktoberfest.
No.
Yeah. You'll meet all kinds on college campuses, especially, I guess we should clarify, you're going to a state university, correct?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll meet all kinds there.
I mean, I've already encountered a person I thought was a girl, and then I'm not sure if that person is a girl after I spoke with them for a moment or two.
Meaning, really is a girl, or
identify?
I don't know. As I said, it was like they had the form, but there was something wrong with the face and voice that I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something's not right here. Yeah. Which sucks. Because they had a really nice laptop.
What, do you want to buy their laptop? It's all about something? The laptop.
I was like, nice laptop, man. And he goes, thanks. I was like, okay.
So I think we may have already covered this, but is there anything that you're excited for and looking forward to in the coming semester? Other than the club fair, whatever they call it.
Getting through the first, I think it's a month. If you can get through the first month of like the Japanese class, it starts to get easier. But that first month sucks. Like it's, yeah, kind of thing. So getting through that's going to be interesting. But I am excited to, because I've tried to learn Japanese on my own before and I could never do it because I never had any deadlines.
Yeah.
And I never had any dates that this had to be done. I never had any tests. So I didn't have any drive. But now that I do, I think I can tack on even more learning because my drive to learn Japanese is strong.
Yeah, I think that's good. Have you tried anything like Duolingo or any of those like learning apps?
I've tried Duolingo, but our high school teacher made us use it to learn Spanish, so I have a bias against it just because of that.
Just because but, Spanish, yeah.
I like Pimsleur. Pimsleur's good.
I've never Pimsleur's heard of that good. One, but I'll if it's I were like, to learn a new language, I'll look into that.
It's like native speakers using actual phrases. Like, it's not a word by word. It's like they're the actual people talking to. It's pretty good. It's the closest thing to the classroom that I found yet.
So it's not so much like a sentence of, you know, Pam pet the cat in Spanish or something.
No, it's like they give you a conversation, like a full on conversation at the beginning of it. And at the end of it, you know how to give that conversation.
Oh, that's really
it's actually
neat.
Pretty good. Not sponsored by Pimsleur, to my knowledge.
So, are you worried about any, I mean, obviously we've kind of jumped all over a little bit here, but you know, you're excited for Japanese. It's going to be a challenge for the clubs that are coming up. You know, you've met some interesting people already, as I'm sure you'll meet more. Are you, when faced with these controversial topics in whatever class they may be, or just on a personal basis, or yeah, where
controversial people,
yeah, they exist. Are you worried about repercussions because of your beliefs? And this could be classmates, professors, grades, like if you have to write something that you disagree with, are you concerned about that in college or do you think that's just a non-issue? Or
I think that if I do suffer repercussions and persecution for what it is that I believe, then I'm doing it right. Because absolutely. I'm not conforming to what it is that the world is trying to make me into. Like, that's the verse, isn't it? Like, you will suffer persecution for me. Like, there is none in me who does not suffer for me. So if I do, then I'm doing the right thing, if you will. I'm doing it correctly.
I guess that's a good point for us to back up to the beginning of this and mention that you are a Christian. You are a young believer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And might I say, he's one that's very well-grounded and well-rooted in his beliefs and knowing your family, knowing the education that you've come from, like, I have no doubts whatsoever that whatever challenges you face through college, you're going to tackle those, you know, head on, and you've been well equipped for those.
It's always a challenge, though, to do the right thing. I can attest to that. There's many a time, and it may not happen the first year or second year of college, but, you know, the third, fourth year, whatever, it may be something where you're fully expecting it not to be a challenge, and then something hits you over the side of the head and you either get back up
some girl or something like that. Yeah, that's what I'm mainly concerned about. That's one of my worst fears.
Well, before we'll get to that in a second.
We'll get there,
don't you worry. But first, a word from I was just gonna ask, we've discussed a little bit before offhand, but you know, what do you think of the current political climate? You know, are you a political person, and do you think it's going to impact your education over the coming years?
I'm going to be totally honest. I don't know a whole ton about the political system besides that it's mostly just people screaming at each other and that it's probably gone to trash.
That's a fair assessment.
I try to, I try to stay out of it as best that I can because I see no gain in any way, shape, or form for me to get into it. I'm in the sense of, like, you know, like, I'm not going to, like, vote for just two. I'm not going to just, like, poke the page and vote for that person because that's where my pen landed.
Yeah.
But I see no reason to, like, become a political activist or something.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't seem to be a productive anything for me, at least at this point in my life. But I think it's gone heftily to trash. At least that's my opinion. But I don't doubt it's going to have some effect on my education. There's going to be some professor. There's going to be some student. There's going to be some friend who has made it their goal to become the social justice warrior of our classroom. And that's going to be an interesting experience, to say the least. There's always one.
There is always at least one, yeah. I definitely do not envy you for heading off to college here in 2021. It's definitely the culture has shifted quite a bit, even over the past few years since Nathan and I graduated. And then throw COVID on top of that, it's an absolute mess. So I don't envy you, but we'll definitely be praying for you because we know you and so many others heading off right now. You know, I appreciate, like, your spunk and your tenacity, and you've got a good attitude about all of this. Like, you seem very positive and optimistic about the future, and I think that's rightfully so, and I think that's the attitude that you want to take into this. Because
I mean, I'm ready, you know, like, whether I want it to happen or not, it's going to happen, so I might as well come out swinging.
Absolutely. That's a great attitude, and I just encourage anybody else to, you know, have similar attitudes towards that. Because like you just said, it's going to happen whether you like it or not. So, you know, just, take it head on, grab the bull by the horns and be the master of your own fate. All that, you know, cliche garbage that everybody likes to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I like the sound of that.
So we have some fun questions that we usually ask at the beginning of the end. But due to our fancy new intro, we decided to ask them now.
We forgot. We forgot. Yeah. That's what it was.
So,
good intro.
What's one thing that's really popular now, but in 5 years, everyone will look back on and be embarrassed by?
I think it is a draw between tattoos. Because at that point, the next generation will have grown up and the older generation will have it, which means it's not cool anymore. Or the rising trend in mullets.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which I have partaken in, actually.
You ha-
sort of. I haven't cut the hair to make it a mullet yet, but it's getting longer.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we have today.
No.
I think that's,
I'm one of them.
That's an interesting point, though. Tattoos, I think there's been, I mean, tattoos, I don't know when they really start in popularity. That's an interesting idea, though, that they'll become countercultural and uncool for the next generation. I think if any generation, I think Gen Z would be the one that would kick tattoos out the door. But mullets, I think that's an interesting one. Are those really coming back?
Yes, they are. They are coming back.
I can attest to that. Not me personally, but yeah, some of my extended family thinks it's great.
I think that's interesting.
Hey, my hair's soft. All right, so it's not too bad. I got good hair for it. My hair's curly.
Some of
the other people that we've asked this question to have also mentioned things from the 90s. So I think that's an interesting point that
retros, it's in these days. The like the record players, records are becoming more popular.
Yeah. My father would argue with you, though, that that's the superior listening experience.
I agree. Records have the sound quality that sure beats digital
or
CDs. It is just a deeper, stronger sound.
I mean, perhaps it is. I wouldn't know. But having 15,000 songs at the tip of my fingers is a nice little counterbalance to having 38, which cost me $228.
Absolutely. I would agree with that. Our second question, before we open it up to you to ask us any questions that you may have. Now, this is a very important question, and that is is cereal soup? Why or why not?
This feels like the would you rather fight 10 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck kind of question.
Except there's no, I mean...
But there's maybe? No ducks or horses. I don't care. I don't even eat cereal.
Do you eat soup?
I do like soup. Ramen is delicious.
Do you like cold soup?
I don't think I've ever had cold soup.
I don't know about that.
I would drink. I take that back. I've had like a chicken noodle soup that was cold in the fridge, and I just ate it because I was hungry. And it wasn't wrong. Bad. It wasn't bad. But it wasn't like the one where the coagulated fat is floating on the surface. That, no.
That is. I would say that it is a soup because the base form is a liquid. Okay. Like you add cereal to the liquid to create cereal.
All right. What about, this is a similar but different. What about hot dogs and sandwiches? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Wasn't it like scientifically proven to be a taco?
I don't know about scientifically,
that's food expert came out and was like, here's why it's a taco, and you should believe this.
That's not a bad hypothesis, though. Hot dogs are tacos. I could get behind that.
Yeah, I could agree with that, because they definitely don't have, like, two bread slices, you know, whether they're just one bun, so.
I mean, the counter-argument's always been the open-faced sandwich, but nobody...
What's an open-faced
Nobody
sandwich?
Younger than 45 eats an open-faced sandwich.
Oh, they're good.
What is an open-faced sandwich?
It's a sandwich that they laid on a plate and then just took the top piece of bread off and threw it away because you're worried about your waistline or something.
It's, well, okay. Wait a minute. So it's more
what?
Of... No. I mean, that could be part of the reason why...
This is Nathan right now.
How dare you?
Open-faced sandwiches are more
is
something...
Half the enjoyment of a normal sandwich.
Well, yes
and more
no.
toast.
It's more of like a... You know how salad is built, like you can add toppings and things? It gives you the ability to add more toppings onto whatever your sandwich is.
Which you should do before you put the last piece of bread on, because that's how every person on the planet does it.
Well.
It's like, let's make this sandwich. Are we going to add anything? No, we're going to serve it, then take it off, and then add more, and then we're not going to put the bread on and eat it that way.
Yeah, I've had them before. I mean, they're fine. They taste fine, but I've never really...
They're a dad thing.
Yeah, I can't say it's my favorite thing.
All right, well, those questions are always fun. I always love the conversations that come from them. But now we want to open up to you. Do you have any questions for us, you know, as people who have actually been through college? Because you don't know anybody else who's been through... having already been through college, do you have any questions for us? Any like concerns or advice that you would like for us to impart upon you before we do so?
Well, like, you know, as I've said, the main thing that I'm worried about is like some girl comes along and I know it could happen. Like, I know it very well could happen. I doubt it because I'm ugly, but still it could happen. No, it all depends on how dark the night and how bad the eyesight.
6 out of 10.
But still, I'm just like, what do I do in that situation? And like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, you go to the movies or something, and then you start getting the idea that maybe she's after something that more than the movie. She's seeking some other form of entertainment. And I'm just like, what do I do?
Well, I think I can... And I'm sure, I think John probably can too, speak from some experience on this. I mean, it will happen. It's not a matter of when, and I would not call yourself ugly because beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
I mean, Nathan's that's married after lie. All, so.
Yeah, it's, you know, right?
Well, I would say, but Nathan, I'll let you finish. First, I would say, before you ever get to that situation, you have to know your own boundaries, know what you're comfortable with, and be
know my limits
know your limits and be able to say no.
And I think some of the knowing your limits is something you'll grow into knowing, like those will
be tested.
It's better to know what is too far and not go to that point, but as far as like the finer things, you have to work together on those. You know, if you're truly serious about the other person. If you're not serious about the other person, then I would not recommend entertaining the
idea. I don't want to date someone unless I'm serious now. I play for the long game myself.
Well, my dad made a comment in a saying, and it's because his dad told him, and I'm going to tell my kids this someday. It is never date someone you can't see yourself spending the rest of your life with.
Mm-hmm.
It is a waste of your time and a waste of theirs if you're not interested in them. It just is. And it leads to heartbreak.
My number one rule was always that they have to be a Christian first and foremost.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen.
And so, I mean, we can go on about this topic. We're not done with this by any means, but we can go on about this topic for quite a while. But if you want to hear more about it, go back and listen to our Christian Introduction to Christian Dating and Relationships podcast that we did a few months ago.
Get that plug in.
Gotta get that plug in. That's right.
Plug it.
Check that one out. And we will be doing another one of those in the future at some point.
Yeah, we'll have a follow-up to that podcast.
For sure. But no, I think that's definitely a great question. I think the self-awareness to ask that and to know that that's a weakness definitely shows some maturity on your part, and it shows that you're in the right place and you want to do what's right. Because there's a lot of people that go off to college, even from Christian households, that are like, all right, I can't wait to go off to college and hook up with somebody and just have sex.
Yeah, they're just like, screw it.
Yeah.
It's college. Time to party.
Yeah. And that's very unfortunate to see, because that's not how God intended for relationships to go. The casual hookup dating life of modern America, and especially seen on college campuses,
Western culture,
is very unhealthy, very toxic, and leads to a lot of not only heartache but relational issues well into the future.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of the things that I, because if my plans go well, and I actually feel like, I hate using the word called because that's a little strong, like I could end up in Australia for all I know, but I feel nudged to go to Japan to teach English. That's what I think God wants me to do. And one of the great things about Japan is that there functionally is no hookup culture. Like, it just doesn't exist. The only downside of that is they have legal prostitution, but you know, still, it's at least, like, it's at least not like I can send a text and end up having sex with someone.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
that
it's,
you're
it's,
aware of at this point.
Yes, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
And I pray to God that doesn't change.
Well, and it's always a challenge, I think, for any male, and I think that's part of the reason why, you know, I'll go back to John's plug a little bit here, but the dating relationships episode was and is such a big hit, is because a lot of young people, it is harder and harder to meet young people who believe the same way you do, think the same way you do, unless you're on some like online dating platform. And that just
Christian
feels like
dating sites.
Yeah, it just feels like you, it's not like you've given up, but it feels like it's a lesser form of getting to know someone, right? You'd rather get to know someone in person. Most people would.
And that's where, you know, as we suggested, as you mentioned, like you're excited for, like, get involved with some clubs and some campus activities, you know.
Yeah, crew is something I'm looking to get.
Absolutely.
With. Crew is on a crew's at that campus, so that's something I'm looking to get.
That's
with.
That's one that's near and dear to both of us, especially Nathan, since that's where he
he
got to know his future wife very well.
Yeah,
that means
we
found
a,
her.
We talked a lot at crew, and it was like, oh, she's a Christian. Oh.
There was one night where everybody
just that
else,
instant light bulb just goes bing.
Yeah, exactly.
We were all everybody else was sitting in a circle afterwards, like playing some stupid game, like one of those mafia
spit in the bottle
mafia or something or whatever. And Nathan and his wife were sitting
well,
in the
girlfriend. Well, I don't think she was even a girlfriend at the time.
No, you were just acquaintances. We're sitting in the corner on the other side of the room, just talking. And I was like, all right, Nathan, you're my ride home, so whenever you're...
No, it's foot on your own time. I got to get home.
Yeah. And then, you know, I even, like, other guys would try to be interested in her, and I'd take them out to dinner, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to ask her out. Just kind of tell them, someone, go away.
Just letting you know, stay away from this woman.
Yeah, I was like,
back off,
nope,
buddy.
My turn. Yep, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. All good things. College is an adventure. There's lots of good memories, and there's lots of challenging ones. But, you know, take the time to learn what you can, and then try to do what you want to do in life, even if that means taking a temporary job somewhere that may not be exactly what you want to do. Do what you enjoy. That is where it's at. You know, I don't think the Lord has designed us to do things we absolutely hate. You know, if he's asked us to do something, then we will find enjoyment in it through him. But, you know, if we're just doing our own thing, it's a different story.
Yeah. I would suggest go out, be bold, be brave. Get outside your comfort zone a little bit, you know, challenge yourself.
I'm pretty sure one of my new friends is gay, so that's gotta be interesting.
I can speak to, I have some stories on topics like that. So like I said, get outside of your comfort zone, but don't get outside of your morals.
Not too far.
Yeah, still know where your boundaries are morally and stay inside those, but...
stay within what you believe.
Yeah, stay with
it. But that doesn't mean you shun people away.
Oh, no.
Yes, of course.
Right.
Yeah, love, even the, Christian, brotherly love, even those gay friends. But that's...
I don't have anything against them.
Oh yeah,
wanted to put out that, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's gay already. Like, yeah, I've met him once, and I can already half tell. I think he's emo.
Might be goth. There's a lot of that too.
Hey, goth girls are cute.
On that note,
let's just establish that real quick.
Yeah. On that note, we'll do a follow-up interview in a couple of months and see, you know, how the experience has been and what have some of the challenges been. And we're hoping that this episode reaches out to those who are in similar circumstances on college campuses around the United States. And of course, those who have been through college, it might speak to your experiences and help you remember things, good or bad, that, you know, maybe you can share with others and help them through the challenging time of college. I mean, because it can be a real challenge. You've got homework and you're trying to juggle, you know, relationships with friends and then also potential, you know, girlfriend and for the gal's boyfriend.
The living at home does not make it
boyfriend
easier.
Yeah.
especially with that commute. I know that commute's, it'll be fun, but
I did the commute for 4 years. It's fine.
Oh yeah, so it'll be fun.
I definitely don't mind it, but I want the experience of living on campus, because if things go as I said, I'll be on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, no, I think that's.
I don't want that to be my first experience being away from home, as in flipping Japan.
No, I think that's probably a wise.
It's
move.
Definitely like it's a good experience to have. You know, I lived on campus for one year. It's a good experience to have, but. I was content after 1 year, and then I decided to save my own commute.
I've had enough times walking into my friends smoking.
Thankfully, they didn't do that in our dorm, so that's good.
It's mostly, you know, it costs a lot of money, too.
Yeah. But with
that... I don't
have
the cash.
Do you have any last questions, comments, anything you want to add or share or ask?
I don't think so, like, at least not at the moment, unless you guys have some secret to how to study.
Make friends with the
I love the library. I've been there already.
Yeah, I spent many hours not always studying.
Were you studying or napping? I was about to ask.
No, it
what
wasn't napping,
in
but
the library?
Sometimes it was just procrastinating on studying in the library, but it's definitely a great place to be.
I did it where I did it in high school. I did it at home, just because that was easier for me. You know, it's a familiar space, and I'm easily distracted, so it helped. But, you know, it also, take advantage of the printing services and things like that there, because, you know.
Print the first draft of your novel at school.
Yeah.
Just send off to the editor, you know.
But thank you for your time on joining us on the Already Canceled podcast. And
it's my pleasure.
And we will touch base again in the future and see how things have gone.
I look forward to it. And I hope I can give you a good report.
Absolutely. We hope so, too. Like Nathan said, thanks for joining us. And thank you guys for listening to this episode. If you guys have any comments, anything you want to share with us, you know, you can reach out to us. As always, email us at alreadycanceledmedia@protonmail.com. Find us on Instagram, find us on Twitter, all that fun stuff. Shoot us any questions, any comments, any thoughts that you have. If you guys are going back to school, let us know. We'd love to answer any questions that y'all have on that as well. Share this with your friends. Share this with people that you know that are headed off to college. Hopefully some of this will resonate with them as well. They'll get some good advice and hope and encouragement from this. But until next time, you can catch us
on the Already Canceled Podcast.
Fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
I can't believe you've done this.
Thank you for your patronage.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's hot.
Not a single thing he said is accurate.
Bye!